100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. The 100 Word Stories podcast weekly challenge is where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. The topic for this week was fine. And we've got quite a few stories to share with you. But then again, they're your stories. Well, I mean, You as in those who wrote the stories, and some of you may be listening. I don't know. Maybe you should write some stories too. Door's always open. Anyway, here are the stories.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is just called John. The first thing I notice in the room next to him is chrysanthemums. I didn't want flowers, but forgot to say. It's hard to think of everything. Maybe someone asked me. Maybe I'm on autopilot, just nodding and telling everyone that I'm fine. I'm tired of having sorry for your loss thrown at me. Then that awkward bit where we stand in silence. I leave, halfway through his funeral. Those fucking chrysanthemums. I feel like I can smell them from outside. I've had enough. I don't want to be alone, but I need to be by myself for a bit. Thanks for listening. I shall see you next week. Bye-bye.
Good morning, it's Richard. Here's my story on the topic, fine. There was no way I was paying the fine. I'd only popped into the store to grab some bread and milk. 10 minutes, tops. 10 minutes, and I still got a ticket. Where else was I supposed to park? I decided to fight it on principle. I reckoned it was worth a shot. That was until I got the legal bills and had to lose 2 whole days' wages for court dates, plus the cost of fuel and parking just to attend. Nearly £1,500 it cost me. But at least they let me off the fine. There you go. Until next time. Goodbye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 903 with a prompt of fine. Haven't seen much about George the Pirate this week. I hope everything's okay with the pirate captain. Anyway, here's my story. The roiling black thunderhead rushed toward them, bolts of lightning striking tall pine trees as it approached. One of the teenagers shouted to the driver of the van, "What do we do, Clarence?" From behind the steering wheel, he waved them toward the van, "Get inside!" As the wind roared toward them, they left Bilbert and his friends and jumped for cover inside the van. "Not without the prisoners!" Clarence screamed at the youths. It was too late. Bilbert, Linoleumanda, and Sabrina raced into the trees. But without Sabrina focusing on it, the storm faded away to a fine mist. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. "No trains?" The man sitting outside the station shrugged. "Fine. 10 a.m. What now?" She could walk, but her feet were killing her after 2 hours walking from the nearest village. A cab, perhaps? Did they even have cabs here in the middle of nowhere? She could wait. What if there were no trains? Then she saw the policeman. "No trains," he shrugged. Fine, rude people. Lady, I saw you crossing the road over here. So? The zebra crossing is over there. So? There are no cars. Well, here. What's this? A fine, of course. You do love fines, don't you? And this is my story for this week. Check my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. I'm fine, really. No matter what the shrinks might say, and despite all the expert opinions, I'm taking it all in my stride. As far as I'm concerned, it's no big deal, even though, I know, it should be. People think it's some sort of survivor syndrome. Not the one where you feel guilty about surviving when none of the others lived. But, the weird one. Where you feel invincible, almost immortal. But, it's not. The truth is far simpler. I managed to survive. Not because the killer spared me, or missed me. I survived. Because I was the killer.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Doodle-Lang, Doodle-Lang, Lang, Lang. It was a golden age of rhythm and blues, a refined sound that spilled out of the black community and crossed over into mainstream American pop music. 10 million transistor radios tuned to what arguably could be called not your parents' music. Downtown music. Not only was the sound uptown, it was the presentation of the groups that sang those upbeat love songs. Groups like the Chiffons, dressed to the nines, elegantly crooning doodle-lang, doodle-lang, lang, lang. He's So Fine is a long way from Swing Low. So fine, I haven't heard that term used in years. Guess you would say, he's so non-binary. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Some days she'd open a drawer and smell his clothes, or set the table for two, using his soap in the shower, buying the 2% milk at the store because he didn't like the skim milk she drank, only having to pour it out a week later. How long had she been doing this? Too long. Eventually she sold his car, sold the house, gave all his stuff to Goodwill. A new beginning, she told herself. She pulled out her phone and played the voicemail. I'll be fine, said John. A slide of the finger, and then tap on delete.
And there you have it. All the 100-word stories that were sent in on the topic of fine. If you'd like to be a part of next week's weekly challenge, well, the topic is overhead. Go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com and you'll find an archive of years and years of stories, as well as instructions on how to be a part of the next weekly challenge. Until then, thank you for listening, and, as always, keep it brief.